There is power in the name of Jesus. Romans 12:1 says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Last month, I had my wisdom teeth removed, and ironically, it happened on the first day of Lent. During recovery, I kept thinking about sacrifice and how closely obedience to the dentist can mirror obedience to God. I followed the instructions because I trusted the outcome. Healing required restriction. Obedience often works the same way. Following Jesus is not always glamorous. Sometimes it looks like choosing what heals over what satisfies. Sometimes it means saying no to comfort, no to impulse, no to what everybody else seems to be enjoying. And yet, God is gracious in the process. Just like the ice cream soothed my gums while they healed, worship soothes our souls while God is shaping us. Even in sacrifice, God provides comfort. Our culture understands sacrifice. We honor it in soldiers. We cheer for it in superhero movies. And if I can be a nerd for a second, in the Avengers movies, Captain America says to Tony Stark, you're not the guy to make the sacrifice play, to lay down on a wire and let the other guy crawl over you. And yet that's exactly what Tony ends up doing. He sacrificed his life for his friends and for people he didn't even know. That line sticks with us because sacrifice moves us. We recognize it as love. But here's what makes Christianity different. We are not called to a single heroic moment. Romans does not say to be a dead sacrifice. It says to be a living one. That means sacrifice is not just a one-time payment. It's daily. It's choosing integrity when compromise would be easier. It's giving time when we are tired. It's serving when no one sees. It's surrendering comfort and ambition because we trust God's outcome more than our immediate appetite. And here's the key. I don't sacrifice because I have to. I sacrifice because my heart has been changed to want what he wants. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus did not just talk about sacrifice. He embodied it. And now he invites us, not into misery, but into meaning. Not into loss, but into love. Not into one dramatic moment, but into a lifetime of daily surrender. Healing requires restriction. Love requires sacrifice. And worship looks like laying our lives down again and again, trusting that God is making something whole.